freedom.
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The week in the House began with the now routine announcement from the Minister for Civil Defence, John Carter, extending the state of national emergency, initially declared the day after the big Christchurch earthquake.
This is the eighth extension of the state of national emergency that applies specifically to Christchurch City since it was first declared on the 23rd of February. I consider the extension necessary as it enables the National Controller to continue exercising his powers and functions under the Civil Defence Emergency Act to further stabilise the situation in Christchurch City.
As on previous occasions, the Minister's statement drew a critical response from the Greens, although the imminent introduction of the government's earthquake recovery bill caused Keith Lock to take a fresh approach.
The preference for the Green Party would be to extend the state of emergency powers and allow proper considered discussion of this bill to come before Parliament with a proper select committee procedure.
Despite taking urgency to get its Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Bill passed before Thursday evening and the start of the scheduled fortnight's Easter adjournment, the Earthquake Recovery Minister, Gerry Brownlee, said that there would be some time for public input to a select committee when moving the urgency motion later on Tuesday afternoon.
It is somewhat unusual. I'm grateful for members allowing this procedure to take place. Essentially, sir, the bill is read for a first time now, and then at the end of the reading, upon a successful vote, it will be laid upon the table of the House to be dealt with presently.
Presently meant 9 a.m. on Thursday morning when the House resumed, still under urgency, and therefore still on Tuesday in parliamentary time.
In the meantime, a select committee will be able to hear from people who have been invited to submit to it their opinions on the bill, to gather evidence that relates to those opinions and to present that evidence to the House for its consideration during the second reading committee stage and third readings of the bill.
After passing its first reading with the 111 votes of all parties except the Greens and the two independent MPs, Chris Carter and Honi Awawira, the bill was sent to the Local Government and Environment Committee, which began hearing submissions on Tuesday night. Among them was one from the Insurance Council's Chief Executive, Chris Ryan, who responded to questions from Labour MPs seeking ammunition to back their claims of government abuse of the Select Committee process.
We've had no consultation of any form with the government on the creation of the CERA, the Authority for the Reconstruction of Canterbury.
Committee members travelled to Christchurch to hear more submissions on Wednesday and were back in the chamber the next morning to start the debate on the bill's second reading. And that was followed by the committee stage when a bill can be amended, although the government's failure to produce the Supplementary Order Paper, or SOP, containing amendments recommended by the Select Committee, eventually drew this suggestion from Labour's junior whip, Steve Chadwick.
We're in a very difficult situation here, and I wonder if we could consider invoking Standing Order 173 to suspend the Committee of the Whole. We do not have the SOP.
But Mr Brownlee said officials had worked till 4:30 that morning to prepare a table showing the government's responses to the various recommendations. That had then been converted into the formal language ready for incorporation into legislation.
From 7:30 this morning, the drafting team have been working to put what is in that table into the SOP, which is in the language of Parliament, the language of the law, making sure that all T's were crossed and I's were dotted.
Voting on those amendments, along with a bundle from the opposition, took up almost an hour, just under a quarter of the 4 hours that the bill was spent in the committee stage. After another two-hour debate, ending just before the scheduled adjournment at 6 on Thursday, the bill, setting up the Canterbury Earthquake Authority with sweeping powers, received the same support for its third reading as it did for its first, 111 from all parties except the Greens and the two independents. By taking urgency, the government added another 10.5 hours to the 17 in a normal sitting week. As well as allowing question times, as usual, on Wednesday and Thursday, the government put the House to work on 8 other bills, while it waited for the Local Government and Environment Committee to report back on the Canterbury Earthquake Recovery legislation. Mostly dealt with on Wednesday, 5 were first readings to get bills off to select committees before the adjournment, while copyright law to combat piracy on the internet was passed through all its remaining stages. Finally, a quick round of musical seats on the Labour benches saw Louisa Wall come in off the party's list to replace Darren Hughes, while Ross Robertson was appointed Assistant Speaker to replace Rick Barker, who had resigned to take over from Mr Hughes as the party's chief whip. Parliament's adjourned for a fortnight, set to resume on Tuesday, May the 3rd. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.